only.
Rise of 7 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more 3.
Ben, loving your work as always. You think he'd say thanks, wouldn't
you? Oh, thanks.
What was that, Ben?
You're well.
Just turned him off. It was Ben that was on, wasn't it?
It was indeed.
No, Phil's work. I love Phil's work as well. Between the two, whose work would you prefer the most? Would you have loved the most?
Oh,
Phil's. Easily. You're right. So Stephanie Quayle. Do you know who Stephanie Quayle is?
I don't know.
She's a singer. Stephanie Quayle. She's an American singer, songwriter and musician. She grew up in Bozeman, Montana. She began playing piano at the age of four. Yeah, she bought a guitar at 15, and the following year she began singing in a band and found her calling on stage.
I feel like I know her now.
Well, I've told you everything you need to know about Stephanie Quayle, aside from one pertinent detail. She once tried to record a television ad on a horse. Have a listen.
Everybody, I'm Stephanie... Hey, everybody, I'm Stephanie Quayle.
She literally says her name and the horse starts shouting at her.
Now is he pooping?
Stephanie, go.
Yeah. Okay, great. Hey, I'm Stephanie Quayle.
Like, seriously, she says nothing and the horse starts screaming.
Hey, I'm Stephanie Quayle, born and raised. Hey, everybody.
Stephanie.
Take number 140.
Oh, my Stephanie God. Quayle. Thank you so much.
I'm downloading her music as we speak, and hopefully there's more horse in it.
Today FM.
More horse. 30,528 euros. If I can't have you, this is Today FM. Gorgeous Shawn Mendes. Those cheekbones. The little dimples. And the hair. Guys, the hair. The Shawn Mendes hair. Oh, my God. Contain yourself, Ray. The gang's all here.
Hey!
Ireland, good afternoon. Great to be back in the afternoons. Where I belong, in my rightful place. Immersed among my people. My people that are watching the clock. Thinking to them, texting their other half. Tell me you're not texting your wife or your husband. If you're in work. If you're working from home, it's a different situation. Tell me you're not texting your wife or your husband. Saying, what did we say we'd have for the dinner tonight? Or what are we having for dinner tonight? What's on for dinner tonight? Are we being good? It's Monday. Are we being good? Or are we saying feck it because it's nearly Christmas? What's for the dinner tonight?
Is that frozen lasagna still in the freezer? Is that still good?
I have a ready meal from last Wednesday, but it's been sitting in the fridge all week and I just don't want it.
Did we hang on to those Yorkshire puddings or did we throw them out?
Yorkshire puddings on a Monday night? Are you mad?
I had Yorkshire puddings yesterday.
Yesterday, Sunday. You were allowed your Yorkshire puddings on a Sunday. Not on a Monday, you crazy person.
I was having a Christmas dinner.
0874 100 102. Ray, I do the same with socks. This is my story. This is my fascinating story with Pamela Joyce. What do we think, Orla? What do we think of the chats with Pamela Joyce?
I enjoy them.
Really? Between me and Pamela?
I mean, I enjoy listening to both of you separately and together, why not?
Together, I wonder, though. I do wonder. Like,
I think you two have a real vibe.
I love Pamela and I love Ray. But do I love Pamela and Ray?
I like your rapport.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to lie, right? I can't stand her. Right? But we do this whole thing of pretending to like each other on air. She's better at it than I am. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about socks and the little socks that you wear to the gym. You know, the little weird socks? That
ankle socks.
Yeah. They're a funny sock. And then I say that my regular socks, I bought... Yeah, check it out. Check it out, babes. I got my socks over here. They're on my feet.
Yeah, they go up halfway up your calf.
That's
a
regular sock.
I got the little ones.
Check it out. What's that little... They're the little sock. Yeah. They're the ankle socks.
They're little socklets. Check it out.
Or do that with your leg again. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
She can practically kick herself.
Hang on a second. For an audio medium.
I'm just going to say, is there another person under there whose leg Orla is lifting up?
Is it a prosthetic leg that we never knew of?
Oh my God. Well.
It's like, do you know in Sesame Street when when they lift up Kermit's legs? And it's like, that doesn't seem right. That's what Orla's just doing.
They're bent parallel to her torso.
They're going straight up. Orla, could you do both of them at the same time?
I would, but I'd fall off the chair.
He's going to roll off the chair.
That is amazing. Do you do something for that flexibility?
I do, yeah.
Would you tell me? Is it an app or something?
No, I just do lots of stretch. I really want to be able to do the splits again, so I've been working very hard on doing stretches for flexibility.
That thing you just did was mind-blowing.
Thank you.
Audience, you need to understand, she took her foot while sitting in a chair, upright in a chair. She took one of her feet, her foot, and she just pointed it straight up to the ceiling while sitting upright in the chair.
How far can you get yours up, Ray? I'll show you how far mine goes. I'll show you how far mine goes up.
Oh my god!
I can barely get mine above waist height. Does yours go past your belly button?
Mine go. I can get up mine to my head, but I'm down. The head is down a little bit. There you go. Oh, do you know what? That's going to hurt now as well.
Oh yeah.
Get me jeans back down over my calf.
I keep getting ads on Instagram from various apps. Suggestion, you know, Instagram knows I'm on. I can't breathe now because I just did that little bit of leg lifting. Instagram knows how deeply unhealthy I am. So it's constantly, every four stories, it gives me an ad for something like Chris Hemsworth's app. You know, you need to work out. Or a jogging. Have you heard of Joggo? I keep getting ads for Joggo.
Is it about jogging, Ray?
It's, oh, jog yourself thin. Couch to 5K. And then there's a bunch of these stretching. All you need to do is these 5 minutes of stretching every day, and all of a sudden, you'll be able to touch your toes with your tongue by Christmas. Did you do an app order, or is it just like a regular?
I did download an app, and I didn't like it, so I just do my own kind of stretches when I watch telly.
I spent like these ads get me every time. I think I spent like 40 quid on an app. Or is it 40 or 50 quid?
Oh, God.
But look at me now. I mean, I'm a...
It's paid off.
Balance and zen and bendy. I'm very bendy. I'm zendy and bendy. Clearly working out. There was an investment, guys. You got to put in the investment. Ray, I do the same with socks. I was saying about buying socks and buying all the same socks, like every couple of years, just buying hundreds of the same sock. So then you can, with your eyes closed, you can just grab a pair of them and away you go. I never have odd ones that way. 24 on Amazon. But what ones do you get? Because I find they are so flimsy, they get holes into it. Hang on, 24 socks on Amazon or 24 euro on Amazon? Don't be buying your socks on Amazon. You got to go into, spend in a brick and mortar shop, guys. Get into the shop, spend your money locally. Annoying. Hashtag love the show.
Hey,
good to have you. Oh my word, what is this? What is this? Does this bring you back? We're back on in the afternoons. We'll do the roll call after Annie Lennox and Today FM. 874-100-102. Orla, can you fix the air conditioning now that you're working in engineering? Oh, come on! Annie Lennox walking on broken glass. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland. Good afternoon. How you doing, Ray Foley? Back in the hot seat, back in the afternoons.
There's a roll call.
I'm Ray. There's JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
0874-100-102. I'll come back to the socks, actually. Ray and JP, I'm super excited to have you back at your normal time. You join me as I travel to work, and you both make me smile all the way. Love the show. Hey. A from Mary and Lean Ann. Cheers, Mary. Good to have you, babes. Thanks for clicking on. Thanks for sticking around. Thanks for waiting for our return. It was nice filling in for Ian last week, and I always feel when I'm filling in for Ian, Uncle Ian, as we call him, no relation, I often feel, will I ever reach relation or relative status as a broadcaster? Because he's Uncle Ian. He's always right, yeah. Cuddly Uncle Ian.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone would ever call me Uncle Ray?
Would you be like strange Uncle Ray? Stay away from him.
Odd Uncle Ray. leave him over there in the corner, yeah. with his gin and tonic. And he just randomly shouts, come here for me!
It's like, Uncle Ray, yeah.
Like Father Jack mm-hmm. in Father Ted. Drink! Do you know, I'll take it. I mean, it is a form of recognition. Ray and JP, I'm on show for the all new fifth generation of the show. Is this your fifth comeback after doing breakfast? Love the show. Hey. A from Phil. Is it our fifth time back? Jesus, Phil.
There's been a few.
Are you counting?
There's been a few, yeah.
And Ray, all the gang is on show. Can you give a shout out to Jamie and Lauren? They're on the way to Dublin before flying to Disney in the morning. Disney! No recession around here! Which Disney are you going to, though? Like, are you going to, like, Paris? Or are you going to proper Disney? In the car with Mom and Dad, thanks. Lots of love to Jamie and Lauren. Fly safe, travel safe. Have a wonderful time, guys. And Sal's over there on Sock Chat.
Hey Ray, hey guys, how are you keeping? Right. I love socks. I'm always buying socks. I've got storage boxes of socks. I hate throwing them out. I just reuse them for everything else. I bought my husband, who's a farmer.
Pause. What, you reuse them for everything else? What do you mean you use them for everything? What's everything else you could use a sock for?
Sock puppet.
Dusting.
Right, okay. That's two other uses for socks. What else?
When pushed for a face cloth in the shower, I have used a clean sock. Yeah, you just put it over your hand and then you wipe yourself with it.
Guys, all of the images.
What?
He's in the shower.
It's a black sock over my down to my Jesus. Almost my forearm. My God. Yeah.
It's not your own. it's another much bigger man's sock.
And then I'm just scrubbing me bits.
He's in a lather, guys. He's lathering himself up. He's covered in some. Oh, I can't.
It's a perfectly natural routine.
I can't breathe. So we've got face cloth, we've got dust cloth,
yeah.
And we've got sock puppet. Other uses for socks.
I just reuse them for everything else.
For everything
else.
I bought
my husband.
Your husband.
Who's a farmer. Socks. And the worst thing is I never washed them inside out before I gave them to him. Huh. And now there's like the obviously black thick socks for his wellies. But there's like black stuff all over the house. In the shower, in the bedroom, down the hallway. I'm forever sweeping off black stuff. And I'm like, what is that black stuff? He's like, oh yeah, it must be off my socks. And I'm going, oh!
Yeah. Larry, you gotta wash them inside out. You gotta break in a sock, don't you?
Bobbles. You need to wash your sock 5 or 6 times to get rid of the bobbles. I mean, you'll find a bobble from your sock in your belly button.
Yeah.
But how did that get from my sock to my belly button?
It must have been
when I was inside
in the
shower with the socks. Orla and me had exactly the same idea.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing he doesn't use a sock for. It's disgusting. Little mix on the dip. How'd that get there? Because you were using a sock in the shower.
Cost effective.
Weirdo.
Sometimes I don't even mean.
Multi-use socks.
It takes a little water vinegar.
That's where we need tea towels. No, but I'll use a sock. That makes woman like me. Oh, there's they chopped the rrr off the end of it. Sorry, no. I forgot that. Didn't I mention that before, didn't I? That they've got a little a rolling of the oars from, I'm guessing, could it be Nicki Minaj or one of them? Hang on one second. No, I got that completely wrong. Like a right dope now, don't I? Oh, God. Hey, we're giving you the chance to win €30,528.93, making the cash machine call after 3 o'clock. If you haven't got your text in, we'll be doing that between 3 and 4 this afternoon, right here on Today FM, on Socks, Sock Chat, Today FM. Do you know, talk about coming back into the afternoons with a bang. Yeah. Like really, we were saving up so much good material that we couldn't use on breakfast, and here we are, back in the afternoons with Sock Chat.
Should I alert the Last Word team that maybe they would want to expand our Sock Chat, the dialogue, the Discord? Course, we started off, Ray.
Maybe flag
for the afternoon.
Flag with Matt.
We'll
probably need to go until 5. Past 5. Sock chat, because there's sock texts. My father-in-law uses a sock as a mobile phone holder, from Patricia.
Smart man.
That's handy. Isn't it a weapon in prison as well?
Oh, you could put a snooker ball or a battery into your sock and wield it as an impromptu weapon, yeah.
For anyone listening in prison this afternoon, text or WhatsApp, we're just compiling a list of other uses for socks. The boys are back in town. Good to have you back at 2 p.m. to finish out the workday, from Jamie. And Ray, talking about a dampener putting on the lads going to Disney. How did I put a dampener on? What did I say? Are you going to Paris or proper Disney? Well, I meant Disney Florida, because it's much. Disney's Disney. It's still
great.
I've never been to a so-called proper Disney either. And every time I say Disney, as in Disney France, everyone gives me a hard time for saying, "We should say proper Disney." Still a great time. They may as well turn around and head home after that. From Andrew. Andrew, good point. My apologies to the Disney crowd. You'll have a great time whichever Disney you're going to. Be it Singapore, California, Florida. Oh, I don't know. Is there one in Singapore even? Did I get that wrong?
Possibly, yeah.
On the subject of Chris Hemsworth, he's slowing down. I mentioned his app. He's got this smartphone app where you can, all you have to do, right, is go onto your Play Store or your app shop, download the Chris Hemsworth workout app, and you will look like Chris Hemsworth.
Wow, okay, yes.
Incredible. It's Chris Hemsworth, nutritionist, and his trainer, and Chris himself download the app, spend the money, and you end up looking like Chris Hemsworth. I keep getting the app for it. And I keep considering, well, has anyone got it? Anyone got Chris's app or any of those fitness apps? What do you think? Did they work? 0874 100 102. I was talking about the stretching apps, and some of them work, although I've never used it. But I have been inclined to download Chris's app to look like, download the app and then you look like Chris Hemsworth.
Ray Foley.
I think it's as simple as that. Doesn't Liam Hemsworth look like Chris Hemsworth? I wonder, is that how that happened? Just downloaded the app. Stick around and play Lewis Capaldi.
Dermot and Dave.
Lewis Capaldi and Forget Me. Even after all this time. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ray Foley on your... It's only Monday. Sorry, it's fine. Other uses for socks. So we've got use one, socks. Second use, face cloth or a flannel or a loofah of some kind in the shower. Disgusting. Sock puppet, of course. Yeah,
Vicky was suggesting on text that you could use it to apply fake tan as well.
Sorry, what?
You could use it to apply fake tan. You know the sort of glove that ladies or men used to apply fake tan. If right. you don't have one of those, you could simply put a sock on over your hand and apply.
Fake tan applicator. Tea strainer from Gert. I use a sock to tie my outside umbrella parasol yoke to the pole to stop it flapping in the wind. Very handy.
Specific.
When we were children, our mum used to put old socks over our shoes in icy weather so we wouldn't slip on our way to school.
Snowshoes?
Olivia, fantastic. Good call. It worked a treat. Love the show. A sock chat on Today FM. Also, Disney. Disneyland Paris or proper Disney, wherever you're going, it's still Disney. It's still kick-ass. It's still amazing. Have a wonderful time. It's just not Florida, though, is it? I was trying to remember the various Disneys that I've heard of. There's Disneyland California that I've been to. Disneyland Paris that I've been to. That's all the Disneys. And then I think there's one in Singapore. I know there's the one in Florida.
Who's the Disney expert?
This is Aideen.
Dino.
Aideen. Let me call my Disney guy.
Girl.
Aideen texted. It's ringing. She's in Mitchellstown. She's Hello, Aideen.
Hey, how are you?
Ray Foley into the FM, how are you?
I'm good, Ray, how are you?
Merely surviving. It's Monday though, feeling very Monday-ish. How are you doing, more importantly?
Good, fantastic.
You're
I'm heading to Disneyland Paris on Friday.
Friday? So. Off to Disney? Oh, yes. No recession around here. So you're going to Disneyland Paris, not proper Disney then?
Yes, no, not proper Disney, no.
Is that unfair or inaccurate to say proper to... Because when people think proper Disney, don't they think Florida?
Well, yeah, you'd instantly think Florida because it is the biggest one that they have.
Yeah.
But still, Disney is Disney, right?
When you say you're a Disney nerd,
yes.
How many times have you been to Disney?
I think 8 or 9.
Is that Paris or all of them?
Most of them have been Paris. I've been in Orlando twice. We had our honeymoon in Orlando.
Oh, cool.
And my brother got married in Orlando, Disney World, so...
That's very cool. When you see people that are proper into it, it's a cool experience. I'd say it's pretty nice at Christmas time. Is that what you're going for?
Yes, yeah. Well, we're going for my son's communion, but because he made his communion this year, so we said we'd go, but he doesn't know when he's going, so it's a bit of a surprise. But it's a bit obvious if you're looking into the spare room and there's suitcases all over the place.
Full of Mickey Mouse clothes. T-shirts and the ears. What's your son's name?
He's Darren.
Darren, how old is he?
Yeah, so he's 9 and it'll be his 4th time going.
Will you stop 4th time going? Oh my God. His middle name is Donald or Mickey, is it?
No. Close enough, but no.
So he doesn't know he's going. So when are you going on Friday, is it?
So we're going Saturday.
Right, okay. So first thing Saturday morning, does he even know? When are you going to tell him?
We'll tell him on our way.
Oh, so you'll only be in the car?
Yeah, literally we'll have the car packed and ready to go.
Are you flying from Cork or where are you going from?
Dublin.
Right, okay. Dublin. So you got a couple of hours in the car, give him a surprise.
Yeah.
And tell, oh, lads, I'm so jealous. Oh, so jealous. So
come on away.
I'll come with you. I'll meet you at the airport. Okay.
That's a bother, sir.
I'm leaving my family behind, though. I want to just come with you, okay?
No problem.
It'll be much nicer.
No problem. It'll be much more stressful, so it's okay.
You texted all of the Disney resorts. To me. So I remembered, like I say, Paris and California and Florida. Yeah. And maybe, is there one in Singapore?
There's Tokyo, Shanghai and Hong Kong.
Oh, right. So there isn't then. Yeah. I got the ball wrong. So Tokyo, Shanghai and Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And then where else?
So you have California, you have Walt Disney World in Florida, you have Disneyland Paris, you have Tokyo, Shanghai, Hong Kong, and then you have Lanai in Hawaii. They list it as a resort, but it's actually more like a hotel with a water park.
I was on their website not so long ago, actually. Not like okay. I was ever going to Hawaii or Disney anytime soon, or Disney and Hawaii anytime soon. But yeah, yeah. It's like a big Hawaiian, like a Disney-themed resort. Somewhat like the cruises, really, or the cruise ships, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. So that's the seven of them. Listen, thank you. As an expert, it's been useful having you on call for us. And have a lovely... How long are you going for?
We're back on Wednesday. Right. So a couple of days.
Jeez, that's a good stretch. 5 days. And are you staying in the park? Are you staying nearby?
Yeah, no, we've already stayed on site, so...
which one are you staying in?
We're staying in Newport Bay.
Oh, that's a lovely spot. Yeah. Very Christmassy, very festive as well, I'd say.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I
Come
love
on,
it.
Get off the line. I'm sick of talking to you. Make me mad, Jill. Go on. Have a lovely trip.
Thanks, Ray. Bye, love
bye,
the show.
Hey, Jill. Bye. Off to Disney. Sickened. Right, so I'm going on the website. Today I've can't afford it. Harry Styles as it was. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Sock Talk on Today FM. Monday afternoon, turn them on. Ray Foley's talking socks.
He's giving it socks.
Giving it socks every Monday afternoon. Today FM. 0874 100 102.
The sock line. The sock line is open.
The sock line is open. Other sock references? Do you know, if we put a bit of time into it, we really could have done up a bit of production. Put wood pellet cat litter in a sock. Wood pellet cat litter in a sock, leave on the dashboard of your car to stop the damp from building up. You can also use it on a boat over the winter if you've got a boat, from Tracy. Check out Tracy with the boat. Oh, a boat. No recession round here. And sock use is painting the banisters on the stairs. Put your hand inside the sock, dip it in the paint, and then just rub it on. Just rub it on, JP. Yeah. It gets rid of all the mess trying to paint with the brush from Mark and Claire. He's rubbing it on.
Ray Foley.
That's it, Mark. You rub it on. Getting that painting done, you dirty dog. All right, stick around and play some Shakira for you in a couple of minutes. And today FM's Cash Machine Call coming up as well.
Today FM. The Last Word Gadget Show. Make sure
tapping you up. Put a little K-pop for a Monday afternoon. BTS and Dynamite. Gotta get my K-pop. My K-popper. Who loves his K-pop? Is my K-pop popping enough for you? You gotta pop that K-pop. BTS and Dynamite. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. How you doing? Ray here, JP there.
How are you?
I love my K-pop.
He does.
With your K-popping and your bopping. Love a bit of K-pop. I thought I was great with my K, because K-pop is so in these days. It's so cool. All the young kids, all the trendy young kids on the TikTok and the K-pop.
Well, you've got K-pop and then you've got J-pop.
Hang on, a what?
You've got K-pop and you've got J-pop.
What's J-pop?
Well, K-pop is Korean pop and J-pop is Japanese pop.
Well, I've gotten into K-pop and I was delighted with myself that I'd gotten into K-pop. Mm-hmm. Turns out I think it's actually J-pop.
Oh, my God.
what a mistake at a maker.
Oh.
Here's what I've been at, right? JP can attest to this because I was doing it all last week when I was on breakfast. When I should have been working, I was on this app on my phone called Tyco Pop Tap. It's called Tyco Pop Tap. Let me open it up on the phone here. I'm just logging in here on the phone. This is so addictive, this game. Tyco Pop Tap, it's called. Just logging in here. Hang one second. Taiko Papa Tapa Bita. There it is. This is the I can play the proper version. Oh, she doesn't say anything, that one. Oh, Jesus. She's off again.
Taiko no
Tatsujin.
Papa
Papa Tapa Bita.
She could be swearing for all we know.
She could be singing.
She
anything.
Could be saying anything.
Having a clue. So I looked it up. It turns out it's from the Bandai Namco Corporation. And they're Japanese. They're not K-pop at all. I've been playing this. I'll tell you how it works, right?
He's had his head buried in his phone all of last week listening to these songs.
Taiko Papa Dapa Bita! What it is, it comes up on your screen. It's like a drum, just a round drum or half, a semicircle of the top of a drum, right? And if you tap at the left-hand side of the drum, it makes a drum noise. And the right-hand side of the drum, it makes a drum noise. And then it has a... On the outer rim of the drum, it's you can tap on that as well and make a different kind of noise. Gives you a little different... It starts playing a tune. And you, hang on. Let me skim on it there. Hey, well, play a bit of this here. I click on any of these. This is Taiko Papa Tapa Bito. And we're playing the game drum session. So you're playing the drum... There we go. You're playing the drum along with these Japanese J-pop?
J-poppers, yeah.
J-pop tunes. And you hit the drum beats as you're playing the... Kind of like Guitar Hero. But,
that's what it is, yeah.
But for drums, yeah. And they do lots of different... You can play along with the Star Wars theme tune. You can play along with Baby Shark. Play the drum on that. It's just drums, by the way. You don't do anything else. You don't play any other instruments. Very basic, rudimentary drum playing, and it gets harder and harder as the game progresses.
This has been Ray's happy place for over a week, I'd say.
Specifically, do you want to know where has been my happy place?
Where?
There's a Japanese artist, a Japanese musician called Jen Hoshino.
Uh-huh.
Jen Hoshino! And he has a song called Koi. I don't know if it's like the fish, but it's K-O-I, right? And that's one of the songs that's on this game. Why are we talking about this?
I have no idea.
We played BTS. That's the link.
Oh,
right?
Sure. Ties in.
So this is his song Koi on the game. Right. Okay. So this is the drums. This is someone playing it on YouTube. Right. Listen to this song. And I dare you not to feel the joy of this song. Hear the drums there. So I was like, could this be a real song? Is it like a real song from a real musical artist, or is it just a song in a game? No, it turns out that Jen Hoshino is a real person with a real pop song called Koi from the album Pop Virus. Pop Virus! Listen to the joy of this song. Koi! Jen Hoshino! Yeah. So I went on Spotify and I've now listened to all of Jen Hoshino's music.
Right.
And I'm a Jen Hoshino fan.
Okay.
Thinking I was cool and trendy listening, getting into the K-pop music, it turns out it's actually Japanese. There's one bit in this song that I just wanted to share with, just before we move on with our lives away from the Japanese pop. There's a bit of this song that is just perfect. I think it's here. Hang on one second. Kind of a breakdown bit, right? Here it comes. I think this is it. This is it.
Disco.
So good. Isn't this so good, like? How could you not be into J-pop after this? Jen Hoshino, spelled G-E-N, and Hoshino.
Pop Virus!
Actually, it's the other way around, isn't it? It's Hoshino Jen, if you're looking it up on the Spotify. Only one way to follow up. Pop Virus! For the Christmas virus, this is Today FM. Snow is falling. Shaking Stevens, Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Today FM. And the music you love, unless you love Christmas music. Too early. However, if it's not too early for you and you want wall-to-wall Christmas, if that was that, we were like, oh, I want more of that. Do you know where you can go?
Where's that? Don't say go and jump.
You can go and jump onto our app. Download the Today FM app, scroll through to Christmas hits. Today FM's Christmas hits on our app. And wall-to-wall Christmas music presented, allegedly, I've heard, has been presented by Mr. Claus himself.
Oh, right. Is he on a good rate?
He's breaking into the radio game.
Okay.
Mariah, Wham, Slade, Shaky, E17, The Pogues, and many, many more. If you like your Christmas songs, plug it in. Plug it in on the Bluetooth. Pipe it wherever you're piping. It's Today FM's Go Loud Christmas Hits. Click on the app, get it there, and you can Christmas your face to your heart's content. Text on 0874 100102 with regard to my newfound love of J-pop, Japanese pop. From Hoshino Gen and the song Koi. So good. So good. It's like the Fraggle Rock theme tune. I thought it was Lazy Friday for a minute from Claire. Does it sound like Lazy Radio? It does a bit. It's a bit classic sounding. Come on, Jen. This is, it's so good, though. How can you not be happy listening to this? He's brilliant. I love him. Jen Hoshino. And how about for the next gauntlet, you guys have to come up with your own K-pop song or a Japanese-style advert featuring a celebrity endorsement. Love the show. Hey. A from Mizzle. Is it Mizzle?
Mizzle,
or,
yeah.
Mizzle. Thanks, Mizzle. I don't think that'll happen because it might get racist.
Yeah. Guys, who thought the idea of doing a general Asian accent was great on the radio?
It was a listener. Someone texted. Yeah, someone texted. It was Mizzle. Someone called Mizzle. Not the real name. Suggested we do that. What's this? This is the... The kids with the mobile phones. Just over half of 9-year-olds own a phone, up 10% on 10 years ago. This is the ESRI, the Economic Social Research Institute. Am I right there?
Yep.
And the Department of Children, they've published a new report that compares the lives of 9-year-olds in 2007 and 8 to 9-year-olds in 2017 and 18. So this is pertaining to 4 or 5 years ago already. And there's been a big change, significantly in the phone ownership of young children, of 9-year-olds in particular. Let me call my stats guy.
Statistician.
It's easy for you to say.
It's not easy to say that.
It's easy for you to say. It's very easy for you to say.
Let me call my stats guy. Let me call my numbers guy. It's ringing. This should be Emer, actually.
Hello, Emer Smith speaking.
Hello, Emer Smith. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good.
Professor Emer, I'm pretty good, merely surviving, struggling through another broadcast. You're the research professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute, and you're behind this. I suppose the top line is the kids, 9-year-olds with more mobile phones. There's a whole lot more to the research, which I wouldn't mind commenting in a second. But specifically, what do you make of the reaction, I suppose? Loads of people are clutching their pearls and shocked and horrified at kids, 9-year-olds, having mobile phones.
Are they shocked? 44% of them had them 10 years previously, so yeah. That was still a very substantial percentage.
Yeah, but it's gone up now even further.
Yeah, it's gone up by 10 percentage points, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of the reaction, and certainly some of the reaction that I saw this morning on social media was like, oh my God, can you believe it? And I suppose particularly adults going, oh, you shouldn't be giving your 9-year-old kids mobile phones. But I suppose back in our day, depending on your generation, it would have been, you're not allowed to listen to the radio because that'll rot your mind. You're not allowed to watch the telly because that'll rot your brain. You're not allowed on the PC. So this is just the most modern iteration of modern technology encroaching, into, not encroaching, but becoming a part of daily life.
Yes. I mean, it's penetrated, you know, digital technology has penetrated everywhere. So It's not surprising it impacts on kids. But it does have some downsides for the kids in that we do see that those who are spending more time online and even those who are still spending more time watching television are less likely to engage in sports and cultural activities.
Yeah, and what cultural activities in particular have been impacted by it?
Well, we group them together rather than looking separately because of the numbers, but it would cover things like music, dance, drama lessons and clubs. So there's been kind of a fall off over time in participation in those activities. As well as in sports, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Well, if they're spending more time in front of a screen, they're going to have to spend less time doing something else. And it's the sport and cultural activities are ones that are going to suffer. In terms of friendships, then spending time in front of a screen, one would think that kids would have less friends as a result.
No, in fact, we find that the group that have a large group of friends, six or more, has actually increased a little bit over time, and we don't see any decline in the proportion seeing their friends outside school.
Okay. So they're still engaging with other people on a face-to-face basis.
Yes.
Another thing that I found interesting about what you measured was their relationships with their family, with moms and dads.
Yes. Well, we actually find the differences in perception between the two. Mothers and fathers say they've become closer over time with the kids, though mothers also report greater conflict, whereas there's a slight decline in the proportion of kids who describe themselves as getting on very well with their mothers and fathers. Now, it's still a really high figure, so, you know, I wouldn't want to be alarmist about that at all. There's still really positive relationships. But it's interesting that you've seen that little bit of a contrast.
So let me get this right. So moms and dads think that they've got great relationships, but that's not necessarily true, entirely true. The kids have gone down a little bit in their estimation of their status of the relationship.
But it's still a broadly positive picture. Yeah.
Do you reckon that could be like the moms and dads going, well, we've got a great relationship since I bought them that phone. They love me.
No, it captures more nuances than that. Yeah.
And tell us then about a school, like 9-year-olds' reactions to their academic participation, development, and how they're getting on.
The proportion is that they always like school has gone up a bit. The biggest group say they sometimes like school. Opinions of reading as a school subject are made very positive.
Right.
There's been some shift over time in terms of attitudes to math with the gender gap getting a little bit bigger. So boys are more likely to say they always like maths than girls, but that gap has got a little bit bigger over time.
Wow, interesting. Were there any big shocks this time around since the previous survey 10 years before? Or was there anything that jumped out at you was like, whoa, that's really changed?
What jumped out at me really was the fall off in the reading, the sports and the cultural participation. I wasn't expecting it to maybe be as large as that. And the fact that social inequality in reading and sports got bigger over time, I maybe wasn't expecting that. So, I might have expected to see some little shift, at least, in gender differences. We see, really, that 9-year-old boys and girls have quite different social worlds. And I would have hoped, at least, that some of that difference might have declined over time.
Yeah, but it's not the guy. I live with a 9-year-old.
A boy or a girl?
A boy, fascinating reading the statistics and the... There are the tablets in our house. There are screens in our house. Oh, geez, my wife is going to kill me now for telling you on the radio. There are tablets in our house, but there's no phones. And the discussion about phones hasn't come in yet. But then that might be dependent on our rules or depending on the friends in school, maybe swaying perception about you. I mean, as soon as the other friends get them, I imagine it will be under pressure. But we're sure we'll see how that goes. Fascinating. Listen, Emer, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. That's Emer Smith from she's a research professor at the Economic and Social Research Institute. I suppose that's from 4 or 5 years ago now. So I suppose as trends are progressing, we'll keep an eye out for the next one, another 5, 6 years' time.
Ray Foley.
Get off your phone. Turn on the radio instead. Or listen to the radio on your phone. That's probably a good idea too. Right, stick around. We could be calling you on Today FM Cash Machine. Hold on to your phone.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast.
On To Be Loved, this is Today FM. We'll play the music you love.
Hello.
Radio for your Monday. How you doing, Ray Foley? How you doing? Where's that come from? Sorry. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Good afternoon to you.
Very good afternoon. How you doing? Ray, my daughter's 7 and she has an iPhone 11. Oh, this is on the subject of 9-year-olds. More 9-year-olds have more phones now than they did 10 years previous. This is a most recent research from the ESRI and the Department of Children. We were talking to Emer Smith a couple of minutes ago. My daughter is 7. She's an iPhone 11. It's my old one, but she only uses it for streaming and only has her parents' and grandparents' number on it, from Kenneth. Ray, it's very easy for people who don't have kids to say they shouldn't have them. We live in a world filled with technology, from Claire. Yeah, we do. I suppose, like I said a minute ago, it's kind of more... Like, there was a time when they said, oh, geez, you shouldn't listen to the radio. Or should they, even in our house years ago, like in the early 90s, there would have been a rule, like, don't listen to the radio while you're doing your homework or it's distracted you. Don't be listening to it. Not because it was, you know, it was just like a rule. And then there's like, oh, you're not allowed, to watch TV. It'll rot your brain. And then you're not allowed to do this, that, the other. You're not allowed to have a mobile phone. You're not allowed. When I was 18 and I moved to college, and they were giving out free mobile phones if you signed up for the bank account. Do you remember that in first year?
Mm-hmm.
And I, like a fool, I was, my folks were at home in Mayo. I was in Dublin. I could have just walked up and taken a mobile phone for free. and I wasn't allowed to get a mobile phone because
you're such a good boy.
You're not allowed to get a mobile phone. Whereas, of course, now times just change. And like you say, my wife will murder me for saying that each of the kids have a tablet. But that's like a shut up and get away from me. I'm sick of dealing with you.
Oh, my
kind of
God.
Thing. It's very
thank
important.
You so much. Oh, thank you so much.
You understand, those tablets are not for the kids. They're for mummies and daddies.
Today FM's cash machine.
Changes to the FM.
That's just the way
it is.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Fillion for a Monday. Ireland, good day. How are we? We're good, in good shape? Feeling guilty about giving your kids a phone? No, you should be. You're a terrible parent. You're a terrible parent. You're awful. Of course, whatever you give your kids, you're going to feel guilty about it. Unless it's celery. Celery and cabbage. Seriously, the whole world is designed to make us parents feel terrible about our child rearing. They'll be fine. It's part of life. Phones are part of life. Just limit the amount of time they spend on or limit the contact they have with the rest of the world.
You can't download a smutty movie on a stick of celery, Ray. That's a fact.
And God knows you've tried, JP.
I'm pushing in those buttons all the time.
Most of the boys in our lads' class get their phone the Christmas before going to secondary school. Most of them are 12 at the time, from Joanne. And the free purple flip-top Triumph phone, Triumph, with a pull-up aerial from Angela. Was that your first phone, Angela? The one I wanted to get was like a flippy one as well. It was a Motorola, super long Motorola one with the aerial out the top of it as well. And I wasn't allowed to get it. You're not allowed your mobile phone. My kids, I have a confession. My kids do have a phone, and one of my old phones, between them. And they have it for apps. They have it for scanning QR codes, which, by the way, this never existed. Probably didn't even exist 10 years ago, did it? The QR code, or the concept of a QR code. So, like, if they're reading a comic or in the Beano, there's QR codes everywhere. And they're like, Daddy, what's that? Or how do I get that? Or how do I get to that website? They need a QR code scan. So they need to be able to do that on the phone. And there's a Pokemon app, toothbrushing app. The dentist has always given out to us that they don't brush their teeth properly. So instead of showing them or engaging with them as a human,
right? Yeah,
I decided to get them an app. It's brilliant. But what you do is, it's a Pokemon brush app. If your kids are interested in Pokemon, they'll like this. Put it on the phone, and they've got this the camera facing them while they brush, and then the better they brush, the more Pokemons they kidnap or collect or catch.
Ray Foley.
And as you're aware, you gotta catch them all. Catch them with a toothbrush. It's a Pokemon brush. They use it for that, and that's it. All right, stick around. Play the Kid Laroi next.
Last word with Matt Cooper.
The Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. That's called Stay. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. On the subject of phones and not being allowed a phone when you were a kid. I was 18, I wasn't allowed a phone. And instead of just going, I'm getting one, because, you know, I'm an adult grown man. Instead, I was like, okay. And I had a beeper.
Like a pager? Like a doctor?
Like a consultant on call. Right. I had a beeper. It was ridiculous.
Walking around like Doogie Howser.
I tell you. To call in and leave a voice note for me. I get loads of people's first phones now. Thanks. I come back to those texts, actually. I got to tell you about Today FM's camper van of Christmas joy. Yes, it's back on the road. Dermot and Dave have teamed up with Tesco. From the 5th of December, they'll be travelling across the country in the camper van of Christmas joy, live from the van every day. For full details, go to todayfm.com/campervan. It's all with thanks to Tesco, standing up for joy this Christmas. Check it out on the website, www.todayfm.com/campervan. Log on there. We could be seeing you from the camper van soon. Happy Christmas, everybody. And Ed Sheeran and Khaled next.
Showless. Air
Today. And the Green Triangle is no more in Quality Street as the makers have run out of green foil. It's now being wrapped in gold. Similarly, an orange one will be put into bronze foil. Producers of the sweets say they've run out of the foil, but the chocolates will stay the same.
Yeah. Trying to find one here.
This batch will land in shops in Ireland.
What's that? Is that a green
in
one?
The coming weeks.
That's rubbish. I don't like the green ones. Throw it back in.
Yeah.
Why would you put it back in when you don't want it to come back out?
I don't want it. You can have it.
You could have said, okay.
Oh, it's one of the orange ones.
Sounds like there's a lot of that. Sounds like there's a lot of metal in that tin of quality fruit.
It's
a
foil.
That's a lot of foil, Ben. Hello.
Hello.
You just read the word foil in your own story.
What have you got there?
Oh, it's the purple one with the nut, and I love that one.
It's a 7 to 11 degrees. Today FM News, more on the last word at 4:30.
Something nice. What would you prefer, Ben? What would you like?
I don't actually... do you have any celebrations there, no?
Sorry, what'd you say, sorry?
Any celebrations there, no?
Celebrations, I'll have a rummage. A measuring tape.
I'll have that.
Okay, that's for you. JB, what would you like?
Thank you.
Do you have any drill bits, Ray?
Oh, there's a celebration there. Do you want that?
I'll take that, yeah.
No, okay.
Hey!
Oh, lads, I'm after getting a toffee finger.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh. Toffee finger, toffee penny. Or the red toffee one from the quality streets. Oh, beautiful.
Great.
Now it's Christmas. She loves you. Keane DeCrow and Ella Henderson on Today FM. Playing the music you love.
Came in a little hot off the back of that ring.
All for you, Today FM. Hot rockin' music. How you doing, Ray Foley? JP?
Hi.
Feeling great. Ella Henderson, Keen DeCrow, and all for you. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm just compensating for... Do you think I'm overcompensating? I said it to John. He said, there's nothing wrong with a bit of reflection. When your reflection is my face, though, when you look in the mirror and you see this, there's definitely something wrong with a bit of reflection. That's enough of that now, lads. Give over. Come on, we're just trying to enjoy ourselves. I'm going to have to Ray Foley on. Phones, we're talking about 9-year-olds with mobile phones. It's a big story from the Research East Economic and Social Research Institute. In the last 10 years, more 9-year-olds have mobile phones than they had 10 years before. And those of us that are a little bit defensive as parents about that, we're kind of like, well, yeah, it's a kind of, it's modern life. It's part of, kids will be younger and younger getting phones. There was an article about all of the big tech guys, all of the big tech entrepreneurs and the most successful billionaires in tech, Steve Jobs included at the time. They had a thing where, like, they'd be flogging us mobile phones or encouraging us to buy the iPhone, whereas they wouldn't give iPads and iPhones to their own kids because they felt, for their own children's development and relationships and all that kind of thing, that it was better. I remember reading that article and going, I'm such a terrible parent. And that's, you know, aren't all these stories sort of about the guilt? As long as you... Everything in moderation, including moderation itself, is that what they say? Like, it's not like our kids spend all day, every day on tablets or on screens or on phones. But a little bit every now and again. It's a normal part of growing up in 2022. My first phone, this is on your first mobile phones and not being allowed to have phones until you're a lot older. My first phone, Ray, was a bright orange Alcatel phone with a pull-up aerial, which I bought myself from my weekend job when I was in third year. I was about 15 at the time. And why I had a phone, I've no idea, as none of my friends had one. Pointless. What an idiot from Gary and Gory. Yeah, I was obsessed about having a beeper. The beeper was free. The pager was free. If you collected enough tokens on Lucozade at the time, on Lucozade bottles... And it was pretty low. It was like Lucozade Orange or Lucozade Sport. Collect up the... What a weird match in branding as well. It's like, oh yeah, definitely. Kids who drink Lucozade will definitely want a beeper or a pager. So I saved up the tokens. I think it was like low enough, like 14 or 15 tokens. And then they send you out a pager, which I had for my first year in college. Ridiculous.
You were always an early adopter when it came to tech.
I'm wanted in theatre. Ray, I'm in my late 30s. When I was in secondary school about 13 years ago, sorry, at about 13, phones were banned in my house. So I got a Nokia 3210 and hid it under my pillow during school hours. I topped it up with £10 and it cost 10p a text. So you had to make each text count from Louise. That was in the time before the free texts. Do you remember? Do you remember going on to the internet to use your free texts? So like if you were with Vodafone, you'd have to go on the Vodafone website and you could use like 250 free texts.
Do you remember?
So you'd send all of your texts through the website. Do you remember? This is just lazy radio now. We're just turning into memories. And Foley, I briefly lived in Japan. Oh, this is on the subject of K-pop and J-pop we were talking about earlier on. I've become a K-pop, or rather a J-pop fan with Jen Hoshino. Now this is upbeat music. Forget your reflective music. I don't need reflections. I need distractions. When you're looking like this, you don't want a reflection. This is called Koi, and it features on a game that I'm playing, a tap game on the iPhone. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-dum. Isn't it great? Jen Hoshino. My new obsession, J-pop, Japanese pop music. So who's this? Foley, I briefly lived in Japan. I went with a reasonably respectable taste in music. I came home obsessed with J-pop. I've no lists for you. Sorry, I have lists for you. This might be the best chance I'll ever get to get I Know Imi Wo Oshiete by W, played on Irish radio. So let me say that again. I Know Imi Wo Oshiete. Okay, I'm in. Come on, Ray, let's do this. From Bobby. Bobby-san! I absolutely love it.
I liked it more than I thought I was gonna.
No offence to Cian Ducrot and Ella Henderson. I mean, we can enjoy both equally. Stop it now. You're annoying me. God. Oh, come here. Speaking of mobile phones, actually, mobile phones could be on the menu. For Matt Cooper is the last word gadget show. The last word's annual gadget show returns this Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Television, speakers, headphones, phones, coffee makers and loads more. And you'll also be able to win everything on the show. That's much better than the regular toy show. Matt Cooper's gadget toy show. It's this Wednesday from 5 p.m. All with thanks to Curry's. Turn on Matt in 2 days' time. This is more this KJ pop, is it?
No, this is Elton pop.
This is E-pop. I'm still standing on Today FM. You can never know what it's like. Wild Youth, Modern Coliseum on Today FM. Who play the music you love? I just got some great breaking news. Some late great breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Oh, yeah.
Have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 p.m.